know we're at about 60% right now wearing in public. Our police chief has been out. He works hard on this stuff. Been out taking surveys at the stores and stuff. So we'll see what 2 weeks brings. And, you know, if we get a dramatic increase, it could change. Right now, council is really up in the air on it. I couldn't even begin to tell you which way they're going to go. They don't want to address it if they don't have to. It'd certainly be nice if the governor did something. But the governor said 5%. You know, when they hit 5% on the testing, that he would do it. They're at, I think, 4.9 now. I think it's going down. I don't think we're anywhere near that number. So there's a lot of, you know, I started out thinking that, yes, face masks were the way to go. And to be honest with you, the longer this goes on, the more up in the air I am. There's a lot of good arguments against face masks, and basically enforcement seems to be the big issue. What are you going to do, you know, if you pass a face mask ordinance? Most cities around us are putting the onus on the businesses. So if somebody's not wearing a face mask, say you have a business and they get a complaint, then the city goes to you and say, hey, you're not making people wear masks in your business. You're in violation of the statute. Are we going to put people out of business because of face masks? I mean, that's ridiculous. That's certainly not the intent of what we want to do. We want compliance. So that's up in the air right now. 2 weeks from now, we're going to see, you know, what the resolution asking people to wear masks is done. I don't think it's going to make much of a difference. And then at that point, we'll see what happens. I mean, we'll have to start looking at options. Do we want face masks? If we want face masks, how are we going to do it?